Sam Adams, Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
It's 8:41 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show. And joining us on the line, we've got Jack Bonneau. He's an 11-year-old entrepreneur, but he's been doing this for a number of years, Craig, getting his lemonade stands out to the public. And he's here to talk a little bit about that and getting kids inspired to spend maybe some of their summer getting to work or picking up a business. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
So let's take us back to the time when you were about 8 years old and you wanted the Lego Death Star. How did this turn into what you do today?
Yes, when I was 8 years old, I wanted the Lego Star Wars Death Star, which cost $400. I asked my dad if I could get it. He said I could, but I had to pay for it. So I was like, well, how am I going to make that much money? He suggested I start my own lemonade stand. So I did at my local farmer's market, and I made enough money. I had such a great experience, I wanted to share it with other kids, so I expanded to more farmer's markets and malls so they could operate it.
So tell me, where do you come up with the lemonade that you decided to sell? How did that come about?
Well, I always sell organic lemonade, and so in my area, my business was growing, and I wanted to sell some more products. And in my area, I came across Santa Cruz Organic. They have a bunch of great flavors, but they also care about the environment. It is non-GMO and they're organic. And since I sell all compostable cups, I thought it would be a great match.
So tell me about how did you kind of decide this is the obviously when you sell the lemonade, you start getting money, you see that, you've reached the goal. What was it and what have you learned along the way to running a business, being a kidpreneur, as they call you?
Sure. So a few tips that I would give and things that I have learned is, first, probably be outgoing. Every person who walks by is a potential customer, so ask them, be happy. You'll get 2 to 3 times more sales, so just be outgoing. Second is keep track of your sales and your expenses just so you know how much money you actually made. And third is always sell quality products like I Am Santa Cruz Organic, just so to keep the customer coming back.
So those are good things that work in any kind of a business. If you're looking for kids, maybe they don't want to do lemonade. Any other ideas or how do you kind of start get off the couch and actually start the business?
Well, if you have an idea, just find something you're interested in if you want to start a business, then you'll find what you're passionate about. And just ask your parents or your teachers how they can get involved and help you. And if you don't want to operate a lemonade stand, and if you have your own product, you can, and then I'll be able to sell that in my marketplace.
Now, you're the CEO, founder of Jack Stands and Marketplaces, but you must have some help. Where do you get the help to do all this?
Well, I've learned most of everything that I know from my dad. He was an entrepreneur, so he really helped me through this.
Wow. And, of course, you talked about how everybody's a potential customer. I know when I first set up a lemonade stand, the toughest part was getting the customers. But you were able to find a location, right? That's location, location, location. It has to do with how successful you are sometimes.
Yes. Instead of starting it, say, at the end of my street or something, I started it at my local farmer's market where I knew the customers would be.
And that way you're able to, obviously, word of mouth probably, somebody thinks, hey, that's pretty good lemonade, or I want to try that, or get a chance to let them try that as well. My question to you is, how long did it take you to put that Lego Death Star together? That was a massive job. Did you ever find the time between lemonade standing and doing that?
Yes, actually, I built it with two of my friends, and it took a month.
Wow, that sounds great. If people want to find out more about Jack's Stands and Marketplace, or even about the folks at Santa Cruz Organic, where's a good place for them to get ideas like this, to get inspired as well?
They can go to santacruzorganic.com/liveorganic/refreshsummer, or they can go and tag them on Facebook at Santa Cruz Organic.
Wow. Well, I see your Jack Stands and Marketplaces show up all over the country as well. What do you get a chance to still sell, or have you kind of taken the place behind the desk in the office?
Well, I sometimes sell when there's not a shift filled in, but mostly I'm the manager teaching kids how to operate it.
Just make sure that they keep up with that quality, because the you know there's one thing for you to do it, but when you let other folks handle it, you want to make sure that they're doing it as well as you are, right?
Exactly.
Jack Bonneau, our guest this morning, founder and CEO of Jack Stands and Marketplaces. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks very much.